Hey, I'm Big Mo here at the Big 12 Championship Barbecue Cook-Off, hanging out with Dane Neal. And tell you what, tune in to WGN.
720 WGN live at the Big 12 Tournament, one of the biggest and best college football tournaments in all of basketball sporting. It's iconic. It's Kansas City. One of the biggest events happening here, though, is really the barbecue, right? And one of the biggest guys here is one of the biggest stars in barbecue. It's Big Mo Quezon. Mo, welcome to Kansas City. Welcome to the Q.
Well, you know, I love Kansas City. I got a lot of family here. My grandparents are from Missouri. So I come down here on a regular basis. I've cooked a lot of cook-offs here in Missouri over the years, and just love it. I love KC.
You know, the weather, they say, I guess in Chicago it's always wait 10 minutes. I guess it's 15 minutes for Kansas City. Wait 15 minutes. The weather will change. Last week, 80 degrees. Next week, going to be about 75 degrees. We had sort of, I guess, a mini blizzard, right? It's about 25 degrees. Talk about, you know, in barbecue, right, you are outside. You battle the elements.
You know, you got to get out there and you got to cook. No matter if it's 100 degrees outside, cook a contest, or it's below freezing. So we've done it all. All of us cooks here have been in those type of situations, and you just got to execute.
When it comes to this one, it's ribs. Ribs is the focus. Kansas City, that fits well with it. There's going to be a People's Choice Award. There's going to be sort of a coveted title. 8 years for this contest. It's kind of prestigious. So talk a little bit about the strategy. I know they gave the ribs out. They were pretty solid yesterday. How did that go getting them prepped?
Oh, that's fine. You know, what I did, I just fired up one of my cookers there and just set it at a low temperature, 150, just warmed them up. Got the slack out of them so they're nice and pliable. And then I just put in my oil and my rub on them, and I got them starting them off in my Gateway drum a little bit for to get some flame kiss on them, and then now I transfer them over to my pellet cooker and take them out the back door from there.
So it looks like you got a Green Mountain here. Of course, the Gateway drums are in full effect. The Mega Drum, the star of the Gateway line, is here as well, but I see like a Jambo. It looks like some other pellet cookers.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. Do you have sort of a preferred mode, or is it like different things for different situations?
Well, I got all type of equipment at home. I've got 1,000-gallon pits, offsets. I've got, you know, cabinet smokers like the old Hickories, and I've got, you know, drums, and I got Pelliker. So I've cooked on all these type of equipment. I know them like the back of my hand, so it's just executing. That's all it is, man.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Big Mo Quezon, one of the bigger stars in the barbecue world, cooked all over the country. So people have those kind of debates. You know, where is the, you know, the central location? Where is the capital of barbecue? Kansas City obviously has a presence. You know, you got Texas, you got the Carolinas. Yeah. Do you have, obviously you cook in each and they're all great. Do you have one you prefer?
Well, you know, the way I cook, my flavor profile, I'm a big fan of Texas type cooking and also Kansas City. So my rubs and my sauces all kind of complement a mixture between Kansas City and Texas. That's how I would say my barbecue is like.
So people see on Pitmaster, see on some of the shows, I know that people look for the entertainment that you provide as well as the food. So there's some cool things in the works and coming down the pike. I don't know if you can share it all, Mo, but what can people look forward to?
Well, I'm blessed for the opportunity to have my own show for the first time. My show's called Appetite for Adventure with Mo Quezon, and it'll come out probably June or July or whatever, but it's just a travel food show. Basically, I'm going to all these cool different countries, and everything's cooked over fire. And then at the end of the week, after I interview and hang out with all these people, I actually cook for them and do my style. And then sometimes I keep it traditional to what's accustomed to there, and sometimes I put my own little flair to it and see what they think about it.
So it's an international show?
It's international.
People think of American barbecue as kind of America's indigenous cuisine, but you're right, when it comes to live fire, it is the one thing that I think we share, that all the peoples of the world share, right, cooking barbecue and over fire.
That's exactly right. I mean, I was in Bogota, Colombia, and the way they're cooking their meats with the traditional Colombian cowboys, what we did, it's really neat. Basically, you start a fire on the ground, and you dispatch a cow and cut it up in pieces, and then you put it on big sticks, and you just kind of put it around the fire. And so these guys are, and I was doing, helping them and learning it, but taking this meat and moving it in, moving it out, and turning, spinning it for all of it to get done. It was pretty amazing, and it's a sight to see. You know, when you see a whole cow that's been dispatched and cut up, and all the pieces are being used.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it's one of those things, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that. But as much as you may know about barbecue to travel the world, to kind of learn along the way and take us, the listeners, the viewers, along with, and the fans with as well, is really cool. Very, very last thing, Mo Quezon, it isn't just the ribs are going to be smoking today. Of course, we're big cigar fans, and you are too. So what do you have with? Do you bring different cigars to different contests, or is it always kind of there's
this
a starting lineup?
Ligas number 9 is kind of like my everyday smoke. I've got Cubans at home and you know, Cohibas and Partagas and number 2s, number 4s, and all kinds of good stuff. But my everyday smoke So my link was...
It's going to be every day. It's going to be business as usual for Mo Quezon. He's looking for the title here at the Big 12. Mo, thanks for everything you're doing. Thanks for being here in Kansas City and jumping on the show today.
Well, thank you very much, man. You have a good day.